From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. A winner declared in Kenya.
Uhuru Kenyatta, 7,483,895.
And that's what it sounded like in Nairobi as Wafula Chebukati, the chairman of Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, announced the results of the election for Uhuru Kenyatta. The incumbent Kenyatta won Kenya's presidential election, which was boycotted by the opposition, with just over 98% of the vote. Opposition leader Raila Odinga, who dropped out of the presidential rerun, had called on his supporters to boycott the vote, and protesters blocked polling stations from opening in some opposition strongholds. Paul Manafort, who for a short time was President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government as part of a wide-ranging lobbying effort for former Ukrainian strongman Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort and a former business associate Rick Gates were indicted by a federal grand jury in Washington as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's criminal investigation. Over the weekend, Democrat Adam Schiff spoke about Manafort. Schiff is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, which also is looking into alleged Russian meddling in the U.S. election.
If it is Paul Manafort, and he has apparently told others that he expects to be indicted, it may help us answer one very central question in the investigation, and that is, we know that the Russian government, through intermediaries, was reaching out to the Trump campaign, reaching out to Paul Manafort and others, and offering information on Hillary Clinton they thought would help the Trump campaign. The question is, who gave what to whom as a result of these overtures?
This is VOA News. The World Meteorological Organization reports greenhouse gas emissions in Earth's atmosphere have reached the highest level ever in 800,000 years. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the launch in Geneva of the WMO's annual greenhouse gas bulletin.
The report is being released in advance of next week's UN climate change negotiations in Bonn, Germany. It is meant as a wake-up call to nations that time is running out to take the necessary actions to prevent global warming. WMO Secretary General Petteri Tala says this is already occurring.
We have far exceeded this natural variability that took place in the past, and we are giving extra energy for our planet, and we have already started seeing growing amount of natural disasters related to weather.
The report finds CO2 contributes more than 60% to the heating of the planet, and that human activity and natural climate variability are behind the substantial increase. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tallis also warns temperature increases will reach dangerous levels by the end of the century without rapid cuts in CO2 and other greenhouse gas emissions. He says measures to mitigate climate change must be urgently taken. The head of the United Nations Atomic Energy Agency says that Iran has been carrying out its commitments made under a landmark nuclear deal with world powers. The announcement comes on the heels of a dispute between Washington and Iran over President Trump's decision this month not to certify Tehran's compliance with the nuclear deal. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is calling for calm and a respect for the law in the northern Kurdistan region a day after its leader announced he was stepping down as president. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani used a televised speech Sunday to say he would resign effective November the 1st. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani is stepping down, and the Iraqi Prime Minister has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. And Spain's state prosecutor says he will seek charges of sedition and rebellion against ousted Catalan cabinet officials. Attorney General José Manuel Maza also called Monday for charges of embezzlement against Catalonia's leaders over their push to separate from Spain. The announcements came as Catalonia entered its first week after the Spanish central government's assertion of control over the would-be breakaway region. And starting next year, Saudi women will be able to attend sporting events at three stadiums across the country as part of the kingdom's efforts to improve women's rights. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.